With my personal vaccine injury story, I was adopted and born in September and placed for adoption after my birth mother had had an attempted abortion that didn't succeed. So I've subsequently put up for adoption, hospitalized for several months. And when I was adopted in cold winter Chicago and I had a cold, my parents that were first time parents were really just doing the best job they could as adopting their first baby as first-time mom and dad. So they went to the pediatrician. I was given the DTaP and within hours, I started febrile seizures and had 104 fever and was brought into the hospital. And interestingly, back then in the 70s, they said, this can't possibly, it's a coincidence that she just had the vaccine. And my parents, just especially their generation, they listened to the doctor. But it was interesting that my mother always told me that story, because I think deep down, she knew that, she's told me about the time I almost died. They did a spinal tap. They were checking for encephalitis. They kept checking the back of my neck. And we believe that I did have encephalitis and I had 104 fever that wouldn't break for 7 days. They're afraid they might lose me. And the priest was called. But after that 7 days, my mom said it was kind of a miracle that the fever broke and the febrile seizures and shaking stopped. They did the spinal tap. They saw that I did not have spinal meningitis and I survived, but not, you know, without some repercussions. And that was that I've had a couple doctors, neurologists say that I would be on the spectrum, but it was encephalitis. And we believe that it left me with a traumatic brain injury at just 3 months old, days after being adopted. So it's a rough start. But that's why I am so passionate about what I do and want to help others.